My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. You know, learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition is probably more important today than almost any other time, because today we're subjected to a lot of factors that have been intensified and really taken to the extreme that in the past were there, but I don't know if they were there to the degree that we deal with today. You know, things like choices of foods that are unhealthy. I mean, we have our choices of unhealthy foods anywhere we want. We can even have them bring it to our house now from any place, anywhere, anytime. And stress levels. There's always been stress, but today I think we have brought upon ourselves a lot more stress than we've had in the past. Not taking care of ourselves, not exercising, not getting rest, not doing self-focus, not learning how to decompress, not learning how to handle the craziness of our life and our schedules. So I think we do have a lot more coming at us than we did in the past. And we just have to realize that we're the ones that have to make the decisions for a change. Change is not easy. Change is difficult and it's uncomfortable and it feels awkward because we have to upset the apple cart, if you will. We have to come from things, from a different angle. And, you know, many things that we do every day, we pretty much do on autopilot. You know, we don't have to think about many of the things we do. We just do them naturally, whether they're good or bad. We just kind of have fallen into this routine. They're comfortable routines. And you know what they say about comfort zones? They're comfortable. They're familiar. But they're not always healthy. So we need to learn as much as we can. We need to ask questions. We need to be in pursuit of better information. And then maybe we'll try something. Or we'll try a different approach. Or we'll try to be a little healthier this time around. Or we will try an adventure where, you know, we try to make one change at a time. And maybe if we see something that really looks and feels better, we'll stick with it. Because sometimes a little bit of change can be very motivating for larger and more changes down the road. But if we don't see anything, or if we didn't follow the right protocol, or if we cut corners and decided to just try something for like an hour or even a day, and we didn't get the magnificent results we were looking for because we are very, very impatient and very, very not realistic sometimes, we throw the whole thing away until the next time when we make an attempt. So what I suggest is ask questions. Know your long-term goals and the outcome that you're looking for. And be realistic about how long it took you to get where you are to where you're going. That's real important. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk about those relevant topics. I also bring you some of the best guests in the industry. And we always make sure that, you know, these things are the things that we should be talking about. And of course, many times they're the same things that we rarely take enough time to discuss. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because I think they're extremely important on your long-term journey. They allow you and afford you a place and a refuge for balanced information, as well as taking away the confusion and the frustration of trying to get healthy, because it's not easy. because we read all these articles. We have so much information at our fingertips, and we still don't know what to listen to, which way to go. And, you know, we're honestly, because of human nature, we're going to grab the easiest route. When you go to Stay Healthy, they'll answer your questions. They carry only the high-quality products in every category, so you're not going to make a mistake with your supplementation. And because you have the built-in availability of being able to talk with people, I guarantee you, it's going to be a great experience for you. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley? Yeah, so longevity. They got that down to a science, and having the most knowledgeable staff and the best customer service, all, you know, kind of handing out great peace of mind in a full service environment, it's going to be a lot easier to get healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, StayHealthyLasVegas.com. And, of course, a great way to stay in touch is to give them a thumbs-up click on Facebook. Every day you'll get some great posts. You'll get some updates. You'll get some information. You'll get some happenings at the store, specials, all kinds of good stuff just for clicking on their Facebook page. Well, today I get to do one of my favorite shows, and over the last, way over 35, 36, 37 years now, my favorite show of all time has always been Q&As. Q&As allow me to be able to hit a whole bunch of topics in one day. And because so many of you send in questions, you know, just kind of store them up. Every time I get enough, I do another Q&A show. I love the idea of being able to touch on a lot of topics, so it's real important. So maybe I'll touch on something today that you've been wondering about, or maybe it actually is one of your questions that you sent in. First question. Dear Jeff, the hot weather is really kicking my butt this year. I've been here for a long time in the Southwest, and this year more than any other time. Any suggestions? I know you've talked about things before to help us in the heat, but I guess I never listened because I never thought it was an issue for me until this year. Well, you know, the thing is, you want to make sure that if you're out in the heat, you're protecting yourself. You want to protect your skin with sunscreen. You want to protect your chrome dome with a hat. You want to make sure that you're not out any longer than possible. You want to make sure that you don't take small children and animals with you in a car that you have to leave, because many times that's how those terrible things happen. Leave your animals at home unless they're leaving the car with you and going into every single building you're going in. If they're not, leave them at home. That being said, the other thing we have to face is the dehydration. Now, today we drink a lot of dehydrating beverages like coffee and sodas and even some teas and sports drinks and energy drinks and even some of the so-called electrolyte drinks that we're drinking that are mostly just sugar and chemicals. Many of these things are actually dehydrating and not hydrating to the body. We know that water hydrates the body. We know that we need more water, but because water tastes like water, which tastes like nothing, most people don't gravitate to water. They gravitate to things that are sweet and taste good on their palate and have somehow convinced them that they're going to make a dramatic difference. One of the things that I have learned is that I would rather make my own electrolyte drink. I would rather add my trace research, you know, minerals, because you know what? I like the idea of being adding minerals that I know that I'm adding it to something that makes a difference. Now, you can add these concentrated trace mineral drops to things like your favorite juice. You can add it to smoothies. You can add it to water. You can add it to tea, iced tea, whatever you want to do. But what I try to find is, you know, I try to add about 5 to 10 drops to almost every beverage that I drink. And it makes a dramatic difference. You know, there's just no way I would have been able to make it all the way through that water fast without these concentrated trace minerals. No way. You know, because of the fact that I can tell you right now, guaranteed, that there's just no way you could do that in this kind of heat without putting things back in. Now, we notice a lot of different things during the summer months. We notice dehydration in the form of muscle cramps and exhaustion and fatigue and lack of concentration. Your muscles just feel exhausted. You feel tired and sore and sometimes twitches in the face and, you know, and just sometimes even numbness. And the body just feels hot all the time, you know. Putting in good water does make a difference, but making your water wetter and putting more things naturally within the formulas that you are consuming, the beverages that you're drinking, you can make such a big difference. Now, Trace Minerals Research also makes those power packs, and they are a godsend for the sweet tooth palate people of the world. And what I mean by that is these are individual little packets, and I think they have 12 flavors to choose from, and many of the flavors you can get at Stay Healthy. But what I've learned is that when you add this to water, not only does it give you that sweet sensation and delicious taste on your palate, but, you know, it just kind of tastes like a regular beverage. It just happens to have great electrolytes in it. Now, someone asked me the other day, they said, I drink those power packs. I sometimes drink 3 or 4 a day, but I also add some extra concentrated trace minerals to that. Is that okay? Yes, it's fine. And especially if you're going to be out in the heat or you're exposed to the heat or you're in and out of the heat, you know, you can make a dramatic difference with the way you feel just by putting in concentrated trace minerals, using the power packs, and putting the minerals back into your body. It is amazing how much of a difference you can actually make. So, yeah, I'm a big believer. I think that's the number one and two things that you need to take a look at, the concentrated trace mineral drops and the power packs. They really, really do make a difference. And the nice thing is you can give these to people and put them in beverages. And, you know, most people have no idea they're there. You know, I work with a lot of people that have construction crews and landscaping crews, and they're doing outside work, or parents that have outdoor sports activities during the day, the weekends, the evenings, and they make those big containers. Sometimes they'll make a natural lemonade, but they'll put the trace minerals in there just to make sure that every time whoever's drinking is drinking, they're getting a beverage and usually something they like and enjoy, but they're also getting trace minerals mixed in that beverage. And, you know, that really is important, and it makes probably more sense than you can possibly think. Now, one of the things that I think are really important that we really want to focus on is making sure that you're just consistent with it. It'll also make you drink more water, and that's real important. I just had someone that chimed in. She says, I take my gallon container every day because if I don't measure it, I don't get enough. Just like you said, pick up a gallon container. I make a low to no sugar lemonade in there every morning. I'll go ahead and I add my trace mineral drops to it. And because I don't like it watered down, Jeff, I go ahead and I do what you do. I took a water bottle and I freeze it and I put it inside of the container, and it actually keeps everything cold all day long and does not dilute it down where the ice cubes melt. This just kind of keeps things cold all day long. And it's made a difference. I actually finish it in the early afternoon, and most of the time after that, I'll drink a couple, 2-3 glasses of water. It's made me a huge water drinker. Yeah, that's great. I think that's fantastic. And a gallon of water is a lot. You know, when I was on the water fast, I was drinking close to 3 gallons a day, and it's a lot of water. And, you know, for most people, just getting them to drink a half a gallon is pushing it. But a half a gallon is 8 8-ounce glasses, and that would be great for you to be able to consume that now. The other thing is if you have animals and they're out in the heat or they're back and forth in and out of the heat, when I change the water, I usually put 5 or 6 drops of the trace minerals in their water. I just like to make sure they're getting a little bit of electrolytes so they deal with it a little better. But right now, the best thing you can do if you have the availability is make sure that your animals are in, out of the heat, especially on these really, really hot days. Yesterday was the hottest day of the year, and, you know, we're not through with that yet. So we have to make sure that, I mean, we're going to be a little cooler today, but a little cooler means like 107, you know. So we need to make sure that we're still going to be in triple digits for quite a while. It's barely the beginning of August. So remember, hydrate and make sure your kids are drinking plenty as well. Number two. Dear Jeff, I get a lot of leg cramps at night. I have started using the electrolytes during the day. It's made a difference, and I drink plenty of water. You used to talk about a mineral that you take at night for cramps, and I think I used to use it, and I have totally spaced it out. It was probably the Mesotrace minerals. I have done literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of radio shows on the Mesotrace minerals. I think they're phenomenal. I take at least 4 every single night, sometimes 6. They help you relax. They help your muscles relax. They cut down on cramping. They have the availability of being able to really make the muscles stronger. They're great for the bones and the joints and the cartilage and the ligaments and the tendons. Minerals. they're so important. And, you know, we get wrapped up in the vitamin side, but we have a tendency to kind of forget the mineral side. They're kind of like the ugly stepsister, and we forget about them. But you know what? Your skeletal system, your muscle system, all of those things rely on minerals to keep them strong and healthy. And we want to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can. So I love the Mesotrace minerals. Literally in my stores over the years, tens of thousands of bottles went to people all over the country, all over the world. And people use them every single day. They're awesome. Sometimes they can even be taken at night, not only for the muscles, but also they help you relax. I have a lot of midwives that recommend it for pregnant women. I recommend them to anybody that wants to keep their muscles strong and their bones healthy and make their muscles more elastic. I work with a lot of people that are in a lot of sports and a lot of activities. I recommend Mesotrace to all of them. You know, when we're out at the corrals and people are out in the heat, I recommend those trace minerals during the day and the Mesotrace at night. I just think that they make a dramatic difference in the huge big picture. So definitely keep that one in mind. Dear Jeff, I have my first summer cold in ages. I forgot how miserable summer colds are. I think that the mindset of us getting a winter cold, maybe we're more prepared, but a summer cold just came out of the blue. I'm taking a couple products from the store for the immune system. I was wondering, is it okay to continue using, I'm going to pick back up on it again, the colloidal silver, but also add in the lozenges as well, because my throat is really upset. And I thought about adding in the Barlean's olive leaf because it tastes really good, and I usually do it during the winter. Are these things all I can apply to the summer as well as I do in the winter months? Yeah, everything you do in the winter, you can do now. I mean, a cold is a cold is a cold. A flu is a flu is a flu. You know, it just depends a different time of the year. But I do agree with you that summer colds and flus are mentally more rough on our body. I think it's because we're not expecting to have this happen. So I think that many times we just have a tendency to think more along the lines of, you know, what can we do that might make us get through this thing a little bit easier. But one of the best ways to get through it is to just do the same thing that you already know what to do. Plenty of water, hydrate your body, lots of minerals, make sure that you're using your colloidal silver, your olive leaf, extra vitamin C, you know, stay off the dairy products, give your body rest, you know, and, you know, de-stress a little bit. I mean, that's really important. Sometimes we just need to do that, and most of the time we don't. So definitely keep that on your plate for just think about what you do in the winter and do the same thing now. Yeah, they're annoying. They're terrible. You know what happens, you know, when they really get started is when school goes back in, which I think is next week. What happens is usually when all the kids come back from the summer and they start getting into their classes, it's usually about a week and a half to 2 weeks when people start getting sick. And it's usually the kids getting sick, and then they pass it around, and then the whole room is getting sick. And by the third week, the teachers are all getting sick because I talk to them every single year. But most of them have learned how to protect themselves. You know, they take wellness formulas right at the beginning of school. They suck on colloidal silver lozenges. They take a teaspoon of the silver every morning just to prevent. They take a teaspoon of the olive leaf. They drink plenty of water, you know, because many of these teachers I've been dealing with for decades. And many of them were tell a lot of the new teachers, you know, to, you know, not only tune into the show, but, you know, start doing some of this preparatory work, because it's amazing how many teachers get out sick at the very beginning of school because they just start passing it around, you know. But if you build up a little bit of a defense mechanism and you build up a little bit of a support system, you are truly going to be on the right side of right. And I think you can make a dramatic difference in how you feel. Okay, let me see. Jeff, we're getting back into smoothies again, and we don't know where to start. We know that we need to have protein in there, but that's about as far as we go. How much and how many different things can we add to it? Is there a limit? No, there's really not. I think one of the first things you want to do is dust off an old blender, get it all cleaned up and on the counter. The first thing you want to do is pick up a quality protein. Now, there's so many to choose from. The Garden of Life, the Now Foods, the Country Life, the New Chapter. I mean, my goodness, there's so many different kinds of proteins. And you go to Stay Healthy, they can ask you what you're looking for. Are you looking for plant-based? Are you looking for whey? Are you looking for pea? Are you looking for something with more vitamins and minerals in it? They'll be able to pick that out. And once you have that, that's where you start. Now, you want to make sure, first of all, that you're picking your beverage that you're going to use. People that are making smoothies use almond milk, cashew milk, soy milk, regular milk, low-fat milk, whole milk. It really depends. Sometimes they use water. Sometimes they use juice. I actually have people that actually mix it with soda, believe it or not. So, you know, once you pick your beverage of choice, you want to use about 12 ounces. And then the next thing you want to add is ice cubes, because there's nothing like a warm smoothie. So so a couple ice cubes, and then throw in your protein powder. And you can start that up in the blender. Now, that's a really good palette to start building on. So then you ask yourself, do I want this to be like a meal replacement? Do I want it to have more things in it? Do I want it to give me more energy? Do I want it to give me more fiber? This is a great place to be able to hide a lot of those things that you usually have to find ways to do throughout the day. I say put as much as you can in it. So what I like to do with mine is, after I've done the beverage, and I've done, I usually use almond milk or water. Once I have that in ice cubes and my protein in, and gave it a little whirl on the blender, the next thing I do is I think fiber. Now, I like using the Barlean's Fortiflax. I like it because it's pre-ground. I like throwing a tablespoon of that. I love using a tablespoon of chia seeds because I want to add more fiber, but I want it to be nutritional fiber, and this is omega-3 fiber, so I like it very much. And it adds a nutty taste, and it just adds a little bit more moisture on the side of the chia seeds because they absorb fluid. So that's wonderful. The next thing I like to do is throw a tablespoon of plain yogurt. Now, yogurt on its own doesn't have any taste, really taste. There's not much to it. But in here, it makes it creamy, and it kind of adds to the mix. So a big tablespoon of non-fat or Greek or kosher yogurt. Now, next, I think fruit. Now, I'm a big advocate of using frozen fruit, and I'll tell you why. I love using some fresh fruit in the summer, but at my house, usually, because I'm not a real kind of fruit consumer, a lot of the fruits that I get go to die their ugly death in the crisper at the bottom of my refrigerator. And then I usually end up scooping them out later and throwing them away. But with frozen, you know, you refreeze them. And I've learned that you take them and put them in a freezer bag or a container, and then you freeze them, and then you take them out as you use them, and you can get organic frozen fruit, which is nice. That way you don't have waste. Because there's nothing worse than buying a whole thing of beautiful blueberries or something, and they just go bad because you never used them. Frozen organic blueberries would be fine because you could take them out as you need them. I like recommending about a half a cup of berries. Now, if you're diabetic and you decide you don't want to have the berries, you don't have to. And make sure that your protein powder is probably 1 or 2 grams of carbs and no more. And you might want to use more water, half almond milk, just to keep your carbohydrates a lot lower. The next thing I like to add is nuts, because it's a great place if you can consume nuts, macadamia nuts, walnuts, almonds, Brazil nuts, pecans, hazelnuts. All of them add extra protein to the mix and really a nice kind of flavor. I prefer walnuts in mine or almonds. So that's my preference, but you can be as creative as you want to be. No big deal. The next thing is greens. Now, we all can use greens in our diet, but most people don't take the time to find a way to use it during the day. So let's utilize the smoothie as a delivery system. Throw it in your smoothie. Now, by throwing it in the smoothie, you're able to not only, one, get it out of the way, but you're also a way to blend it in and kind of hide it in the smoothie and get the benefits, but not have to worry about doing it separately or, you know, having to choke down a greens powder all by itself, because you don't have to do that. You know, and the interesting thing is, you can be as creative as you want. You can use fruits that make things more tropical. You can use things like mangoes and bananas and pineapple. You can also make it a little bit darker and use things like, and the reason I, you know, kind of like almost, it seems almost sinful. You could use chocolate or double chocolate almond milk and throw in 3 cubes of dark chocolate and throw in a tablespoon of peanut butter with that yogurt to make it creamier, and then throw in frozen raspberries or strawberries. So that's more of a darker, creamier kind, when you can also have a lighter, tropical, fruity kind. And let's say that you want to do berries. You know, you throw in your almond milk, you throw in your protein powder, but then you throw in a bunch of raspberries, blueberries, strawberries, and maybe a banana, and then you get like more of a fruity blend. So can you be as creative as you want to be? Yes, you sure can. And the more creative, the better, because that way there's no boredom. And that way you don't have to worry about getting stuck with the same thing every day. You can change it up. And I think that it just allows us a better chance to be able to stick to this. Now, sometimes these get really thick and you sometimes might eat them with a spoon, but you know what? That's okay. You're going to make them so delicious and so wonderful that you're going to enjoy doing it. And they're so filling that you'll find that you won't be reaching for food in the break room. You won't be going to the vending machine. You won't be reaching for more coffee because it'll be giving you energy. So there's so many good things that you can do with your smoothies, and you can be so creative. I put together a really cool post on smoothies. I'll go ahead tonight when I get time and I'll repost it again. Go to my Facebook page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, click the like button, and I printed this up, and all you have to do is just push print on your computer or click and copy and post and paste it, you know, on a Word doc, and then print it, and it'll give you an outline of all the different things that you can add to your smoothie. Now, other things that you can add that I think are really important are things like coconut oil. You can blend it right in. It's delicious. Now, I think that it makes it more creamy, so definitely you can do that. I think it's also a great place to add things like flaxseed oil and fish oil. Remember, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make this smoothie as cool and wonderful as possible, but we're also trying to make it as nutritious as possible and also get as many of these things out of the way so we don't have to be using them and trying to eat them and consume them later in the day. You know, you're getting so many things out of the way, and oh my goodness, it does make a difference. And the reason that it does is because of the fact that you'll think to yourself, wow, I am so full. And you feel satisfied. You don't feel bloated. You feel good. And you feel very, very satisfied. So definitely keep that in mind. But I'll post it tonight on my Facebook page. Just go to Dr. Jeffrey Burke, click on the Facebook page, and you'll be able to get that post. I'll make it this evening. I'm going to take a quick break. When I get back, more of your great questions being answered today. I do thank you for taking the time to let me come into your home every single morning from 8 to 9, Monday to Friday, bringing you great information to formulate your great decisions about your health. Stay tuned.
Raw Fit is a raw, certified, organic, high-protein powder specifically designed for people seeking to lose weight and burn fat while maintaining healthy blood sugar levels. One serving of Raw Fit delivers 28 grams of protein from 13 raw organic sprouts, featuring organic sprouted brown rice protein with all essential amino acids and a high biological value. Raw Fit includes all the components of a raw protein found in nature, such as undenatured protein, fat-soluble vitamins, protein digesting enzymes, and live probiotics, in addition to clinically studied ingredients to help you burn fat, maintain healthy blood sugar, boost your energy, lose weight, and look great. Raw Fit includes 400 milligrams of Svetol, which is the clinically studied amount. This naturally decaffeinated green coffee bean extract that works as a fat burner by reducing glucose intestinal absorption and inhibiting the enzyme glucose 6 phosphatase in the liver, which helps the body burn fat instead of sugar. In the clinical study, 50 participants with a BMI of 25 or higher lost an average of 10.9 pounds over 60 days versus 5.4 pounds for the placebo group. Svetol showed significant weight loss results, doubling the effects of their weight loss efforts. Our decaffeinated green coffee extract is obtained from raw coffee beans, selected for their natural richness in chlorogenic acids. Chlorogenic acids belong to a group of polyphenols, which are powerful antioxidants and play a critical role in supporting healthy blood sugar levels and metabolism by limiting the release of glucose into the general circulation, thus encouraging the mobilization of the only other form of reserve in the organism, fat, resulting in the increase of lean body mass to fat ratio. Clinically studied ashwagandha 300 milligrams in this formula helps support cortisol levels and manage stress-related cravings. Raw food created chromium 120 micrograms is included to support the action of insulin, a hormone critical to the metabolism and storage of carbohydrate, fat, and protein in the body. Prohydrolase is an enzyme that builds muscle mass and accelerates muscle recovery when used as an ingredient in protein supplements or meal replacements. Raw Fit is raw, vegan, certified USDA organic, and non-GMO verified. Diabetic friendly, low glycemic index, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Raw Fit is now the number one selling product in the entire natural products industry, according to SpinScan data, 12 weeks ending 9/28/13. Raw Fit is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Does your multivitamin come from real food? Experience the goodness of real food with a multivitamin crafted from over 40 fruits, vegetables, legumes, sprouts, and other organic foods. Real Food Organics. From the moment the seed is planted in crop-rotated fields to the time it's sealed in our iconic amber glass bottles, Real Food Organics adheres to USDA organic quality standards so you can be assured that you're getting the best of real foods from real farms. Nothing artificial and nothing genetically modified. That's right, Real Food Organics is non-GMO. By combining fresh, raw whole food ingredients with probiotic cultures and fermenting and freeze-drying this mix, we're able to deliver a product we can feel good about calling real food. Look for a USDA organic logo and choose a whole food multivitamin made from real food from real farms, Real Food Organics.
Country Life Vitamins, available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy. It's your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. The address, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smiths Town and Country Center. Remember to bring your questions with you and, you know, learn a lot from their great knowledge and their longevity. Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. Remember to like them on Facebook as well. Just give them a thumbs up, and you'll be privy to their great post as well as information about the store, events at the store, specials, and all of that. That's a good place to like. You know, we like a lot of things on Facebook, but let's like something that gives us something back, and that would definitely be the Stay Healthy Facebook page. Okay, today we're talking about, well, a little bit of everything. We're talking about your questions and hopefully hitting some topics that other people enjoy. Jeff, I've been using colloidal silver for off and on for a couple of years, but I tend to use it only in the winter. I'm going to be traveling a lot. Do you think it's a good idea to maybe bring in the colloidal silver while I'm traveling? I will be traveling very long distances, many, many hours on the plane, at least two or three times a month. Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the best things you can do is use your silver on a daily basis. And I would definitely be carrying those colloidal silver by silver biotics, their lozenges. Did you know that there's a teaspoon of silver in every lozenge? I love them. I think that they're incredible. They are great for my throat. They really do taste incredible because of the Manuka honey that in itself is an antibiotic and an antifungal, anti-germicidal. But it's also really, it makes it taste fantastic. I can't tell you how many I've handed out on planes and then saw people on flights a month later. And, you know, and just the amount of people that travel professionally and just friends and family that are looking and trying to deal with sore throats and preventive care. So, yes, I would pick up some silver biotics, colloidal silver. I would definitely pick up some of the colloidal silver lozenges. It really does make a difference. And, you know, you might want to pick up some of the gel. And I know this sounds kind of weird, but what I do when I travel is I put a little gel inside my nostrils. It just, because you're breathing in recycled germ air, it just kind of keeps me from getting sick. And it's worked real well for me. So you might want to think about that as well. But you can get them all under the Silver Biotics label at Stay Healthy. Dear Jeff, I can't remember the name of the herb, and I know it's one of the basic herbs that you take if you're going to be on a boat, a plane, a train, or an automobile where you get motion sickness. Can you remember what that is? I know you've talked about it before. Yeah, it's ginger. Ginger is great for motion sickness. It's kind of like a natural Dramamine. You know, it's great for your stomach. It's good for queasiness. It's good for first trimester morning sickness. It's great for digestion. It's great for circulation. A lot of people use it because it helps them with nauseous. Being nauseous or nauseousness or nausea. And I think that what you do is you just kind of take it, start taking it around the time that you're going to be doing those activities. You know, when I go out on a boat, you know, I try to use extra ginger. If I know I'm going out, I'll start taking it a day or two ahead of time. Because I get, especially on the ocean, I get seasick. Now, I don't get seasick like on a cruise ship, but smaller boats, like fishing boats and like that boat in California that goes to Catalina. Oh, my Lord. Those things just tie me up in knots. So I usually try to take ginger, and it does make a difference. I still get a little queasy, but nothing like I do without it. So that's what I would do. Pick up some great capsules of ginger at Stay Healthy, and I think you'll be real pleased. They do work real well. Let me see. Jeff, I wanted to talk about cranberry juice. Can you differentiate this for me? Hopefully you'll do this on your Q&A show, or feel free to just email me back. I listen every day. I use cranberry juice. My business partner says that the cranberry juice I'm using has too much sugar in it, and I'm not getting the benefit of the actual cranberries in the juice. Could you break this down for me? I used to have urinary tract infections. Well, I still do. It doesn't seem like it's doing much for me, but I've been drinking it for about a year now, and I think it made a little bit of a difference. I'm confused. Well, you know, most cranberry juices out there taste really good. And to be honest with you, if cranberry juice tastes good, it's got sugar in it because it doesn't taste good. It's tart, it bites, and it's just puckery. You know, so if you're using a cranberry juice and you're getting it from the grocery store and it's not 100% cranberry juice with no sugar, you're probably getting a really nice tasting beverage, and that's fine, but you're adding sugar. Now, if you want real cranberry, you can go three different ways. You can go to Stay Healthy and buy the quarts of 100% cranberry juice, and you just pour it in a glass and you drink it. It's very good. It's very potent. It's very strong. It's very tart. You can also buy the cranberry concentrate, where you put a teaspoon of it in water, which is extremely, once again, very effective, a lot more economical to use the concentrate. You get a lot more bang for your buck that way. And then there's cranberry capsules. The capsules are very effective, very easy to use. And for most people, it gives them what they really need to be able to, I guess, look at things a little bit differently and more convenient, you know, so they could just pop their capsules every day. I know a lot of women that get a lot of urinary tract and bladder infections, and their urologists have even recommended to them. I've seen so many handwritten prescriptions over the years to pick up cranberry juice and cranberry capsules. So if you're going to do that, get the 100% juice in the quart. My recommendation is to pick up the cranberry concentrate and then use that in combination with a really good, strong cranberry capsule. And then above and beyond that, drink as much water as you can. I think you'll do better that way. I think you'll see better results that way. I think you'll actually see results that way. Because if you're just doing the sugar red water, chances are you're not getting the real benefit of the cranberry. Okay, let me see. Dear Jeff, I heard about lavender oil, and I heard it's really effective to relax, but I never asked anybody how to use it. Do I put it on my tongue? Do I put it in a beverage? What is the best way to use it? Externally is the best way to use lavender oil. You can put a dab of lavender oil right underneath your nose, one drop, and you can feel it all day long, sometimes mixing it with a little bit of coconut oil or olive oil, and then put that one drop like right underneath your nose. You'll smell it. You can put a couple drops of it on your shirt lapels, test it because it doesn't stain. And you can also put it in the bath. You can put it on a on a combination like eucalyptus leaves, if you're able to do that, add that, put lavender on eucalyptus leaves and put them in the shower, let them steam. For most people, it does really well in relaxing them. What I like to do is use it in the evening time. I like to save those dryer sheets. When you take them out of the dryer, you know, we just wad them up and throw them away. I like to flatten them out and save them and then put 5 or 6 drops of lavender oil on them and then slide them between the pillow and the pillowcase. And the smell is very, very intoxicating and relaxing. And you can smell it. And sometimes just a little bit of lavender oil at night will allow you and afford you a very relaxing evening. And sometimes that's the time when we can't come down. You know, we have a hard time just relaxing. Now, you can also pick up the diffusers at Stay Healthy. They're wonderful. And you can put those in your bedroom at night. I know people that use diffusers in their office with lavender oil because they're so stressed and it's a very stressful lifestyle. The lavender keeps them very calm and very even. And I have a friend who has a very large diffuser and she works in a room with like 5 desks. And she said she brought it in one day and just didn't say anything and just kind of put it on the corner of her desk and put lavender oil in it. And she goes, everybody was just in such a good mood. And everybody was like, what? You know, at the end of the day, they were just like, what's that perfume? Is somebody wearing a perfume in here? And then she explained what she was doing. And now they all take turns going to Stay Healthy to buy the next bottle of lavender oil. So everybody really does benefit from it. And it just kind of takes the edge off. It just allows you to kind of, you know, like regroup and bring your shoulders down because stress is not going anywhere, you know, but if we can deal with it a little bit better and stay more relaxed and not as tense, it might just keep things like your blood pressure down and maybe make you not so anxious and not so edgy and maybe not so nervous and not so irritated. So those are things that you could definitely keep in mind with lavender oil, but no, not internally, externally. It's just safer. Question, Jeff, maybe an off the wall question. How often do you change your filters in the summer running your air conditioner? This is so funny. This is an interesting question because I was talking about someone about this yesterday and I was trying to give him a hint because I have two units and both of the returns are upstairs. So that's why I have to change my filters up there. But I used to notice as I was walking down the stairs, I would bump the filters against my leg and things would come out and all of the, you get to the front door and you'd look up and you'd see all the dust in the air because I banged them on the banister and, you know, and I was shaking them on the way down, not paying attention. So what I do now is I put a chair and I get up and I change the one filter and I put it right in the dirty one right into a garbage bag. And then I put the new filter in and clean up the return on the outside, wipe it down. And then I go to the next one and I put that dirty one in the bag and then I tie it up. And I put the new filter in. Now, when I'm walking through the house, I'm not, even if I bump into something, doesn't matter. It's in a sealed bag. And then I take it right out to the dumpster. Now, what that has done for me is keeps me from re-releasing all of that stuff that the filters worked so hard to filter out back into the air. So now they're clean and they're ready to bring in more things into there and they're able to do their job and, you know, not have to work overtime and redo the work that they've already done. I know it's a little simple tip. But it does make a difference. And I try to change them every 2 weeks. You know, I'll buy a big old box of the filters. And rather than spending a lot of money on the real expensive ones, I buy the ones that are a little bit low to medium price. And what that does is that allows me to change them every 2 weeks. And, you know, it does make a difference. And it does keep the air a lot fresher. So I do recommend doing that. The next question, dear Jeff, I've been using probiotics for a long time. It has made my stomach feel better and my stomach doesn't hurt anymore, but it really didn't do anything for my gas and my bloating and my heartburn. And I thought that's what probiotics are for. Well, not really. Probiotics are considered a digestive enzyme, but they're really more for coating and building friendly bacteria. And for like the lady that was asking about the recurrent urinary tract infections with the cranberry, it helps to build friendly bacteria in the urinary tract, the bladder and the kidneys and all that stuff. So that really does make a difference in that area. But if you're still getting bloating and gas and heartburn, then number one, you have to make sure that you're slowing down your eating patterns, that you're eating foods that really do not cause a lot of that, which means cutting back on heavy dosage of protein and cutting back on sugar and complex carbohydrates, maybe eating more better quality protein, more green vegetables and things like that. But some people, even with that kind of a diet, can really make a difference with the overall part of the program, but they still may not be capable of being able to digest their foods. So what I would recommend doing is going to Stay Healthy and talking with someone about a digestive enzyme. A digestive enzyme is a combination of enzymes that you find in your gut, but they're in a tablet or a capsule. And when you take that around the meal, either before, during, or after your meal, they give you the acid enzymes that you probably used to have that you just don't produce enough of anymore. Or maybe it's been a long time and you've been kind of just going through the motions of digestion. You know, many people will say, you know, I've been using these vitamins for a while and I'm really not getting the full benefit and everybody else I know feels so great. The first question I ask them is, how's your digestion? And most people say, well, it's not real good. I have some stomach problems and I do have a lot of gas and bloating and heartburn. Well, you know, if you're not digesting your food and you're not getting the benefits out of your food, why would you think that you would get the benefits out of your supplementation? You can't. You know, it's just almost impossible because, you know, your stomach's not capable of doing the job. So rather than covering it up and suppressing your digestive system with a purple pill or trying to overload them with antacid tablets to cover up the problem once again, let's make it more functional. Let's make our digestive system do its job, but also give it the tools that it needs to be able to do that said job, which is digest our food and make sure that we're getting the benefit out of our food, our supplements, our medication, all the things that we're consuming and getting the actual benefit of those products. And you know, we don't always get the benefit. Sometimes we're going through the motions. I mean, I've had people sit down with me before and we'll do a consultation and they'll say, you know, I just don't feel anything from this. And then we get into their digestive system and then it's all of a sudden we start to realize that their digestive system is the culprit. Now, our digestive systems get poor because of what we do. We overload them. We don't support them. We don't give them friendly probiotics. We don't give them enough greens. We throw all kinds of unhealthy food at them. I mean, we're not really good with our digestive system. So when we try to expect that they're going to do a fantastic job for us, guess what? They may not have the power or the energy or the capability of doing their job. You know, maybe all they have is the fact that they can go through the motions. So I think with many of us, it's just an idea that we have to look at the big picture. But I've learned a long time ago that if you're just covering up the problem and you're suppressing the acid in your stomach, you're going to definitely be inhibiting the amount of good, healthy food and nutrition that you're able to consume. Because you're not able to break it down, you're not going to get the benefit. And this happens a lot to people, and they blame the supplements rather than taking the actual blame for having digestive systems that are not capable of doing the job. So I wouldn't put myself through that. I would consider the fact that maybe what I need to do is I need to allow myself and afford myself a healthier way of being able to get through the day and allow my digestive system to work better. You know, I got a letter last week from a friend of mine, and she said, you know, she goes, I finally decided to bring in some digestive enzymes because it just felt like I wasn't feeling like everybody else that I knew that was using many of the same things was feeling. And I kind of felt slighted. And I used to think that it was the problem of the product rather than my product of my gut being the issue. Well, I finally accepted that I need to take into consideration that I'm coming from a place when I don't digest very well. So she went to Stay Healthy, and she picked up some of the Enzymedica Digest Gold. And I think Marge also gave her a good probiotic and some papaya tablets because she had a lot of burping and stuff during the day. She said that it wasn't even the end of the first week when she already knew that the problem was her stomach. She said, because all of a sudden I felt better. And I wasn't getting all those same symptoms that I had been getting in the past. So I knew right from the very beginning, and now I feel better every day. There's nothing worse than finding out that we are our own worst enemy. And we may be the one that's causing many of the problems ourselves because of our likes and dislikes and habits and comfort zone kind of situations. And because of the things that we do every single day, there's nothing worse than thinking that, you know, we'd rather push the blame on an outside entity that's causing all the problem. There's nothing worse than it's actually us. And, you know, by the end of the investigation or, you know, looking around and you're kind of focusing on your body, you think to yourself, ugh, I did this. My bad diet, my inactivity, my gut is not working. I'm not sleeping at night. I don't drink enough water. I don't eat enough green vegetables. You know, then you start really getting hard on yourself. But don't be so hard on yourself. It is what it is. And you are where you are at this point forward. It's what we do with this knowledge moving forward is where we can be critical. If you know all these things and you know all the things that you're doing and not doing and you choose not to do something about it, that's fine too. But stop complaining. You don't get to complain if you're not trying to correct it, because then it's just plain old complaining for complaining's sake. And what we really need to do is focus on things a little bit closer and maybe allow ourselves to become a little bit stronger and to learn some things along the way. One more question. Jeff, how do you feel about using coconut oil in the shower on the body after you've showered? I love it. I do it. I think it's awesome. I use olive oil sometimes and I use coconut oil. Love it. I think it makes a dramatic difference. I think it makes your skin feel great. I think it makes it very soft and very supple. And it's really good in those areas where we get a lot of dryness, like our elbows, on the nape of our neck, on our knees. The thing is, if you're going to be doing other areas, let's say your feet and things like that, get out of the shower, pat yourself dry, sit on a chair. Stop trying to balance yourself in a wet shower on one foot because you're going to fall. I'm telling you that right now. Guaranteed. I know I would. So go ahead and sit down and then put coconut oil or olive oil on your feet and in between your toes and, you know, up your legs, do your elbows, do your knees, do all those trouble areas. You're going to love the way your skin feels. It's going to really allow you to feel better in your own skin, if you will. It really does. So definitely keep that in mind. I hope we hit on some of these. Now, remember, you can go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. You can click on the leave a question, leave the question, and I'll try to incorporate it into the show, especially if I think it's a question that a lot of people I know are going to benefit from. And you can also leave me a message or a question on my Facebook. When you're on Facebook, and you know you're all on Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke, JeffreyBurke. And when you get there, click on the like page and follow the page. And then you can put a question on there, and I will answer your question right on the Facebook page. Because I think if it's a good question, which they usually are, you guys are good about that, it allows other people to learn from it too. You know, if someone else could benefit from your question, that's a good thing, because maybe they don't have the time to ask. Maybe they don't know how to phrase the question. Maybe they don't, or they're embarrassed to write a question. I know most of you are not embarrassed. So I hear from so many of you. So what I would do is go ahead and like my page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke on Facebook. And then you could put questions there and I will be glad to answer them. Now, if it's a really personal kind of, you know, question that wouldn't go well over the airwaves or in print on Facebook, I'll just email you back and I'll answer that to the best of my abilities as well. So definitely get yourself healthy and do everything you possibly can to be as healthy as you possibly can. I want to remind everybody that Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 in the morning, I am here live bringing you the relevant topics for today's world, talking about the things that really do make a dramatic difference in the way that we learn, in the way that we're processing information as we get it, you know, and we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can. So I want to make sure that I'm giving you all the proper tools so that you can make your own mind up and your own decision process and how it relates to you and your good health. Having the best guest in the industry is awesome. Being able to allow them to come in and give you their take on what's going on in the health and nutrition field is priceless. Being able to have them right here. And the other great thing is if you can't listen live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my incredible producer, every one of my shows, every day, is podcast archived and posted on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Now, what I do in the morning before the show, between 7 and 8, sometimes earlier, What I do is I post my show on my Facebook page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. So you can go there and say, okay, he's going to talk about this today. I can't listen, but now it reminds me to go to his Facebook and download the podcast. And I'll be glad to make that available for you. So that way you have the availability of listening when it's convenient for you, when it fits on your time schedule, and when you're allowed to be able to take the time to tune in. Have a great day, everyone. Be healthy, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.